This is so gruesome that we don't even know how many people died.
What did Nas just say? This is so gruesome.
And I immediately started crying.
We don't even know how many people.
We don't even know.
Have what? What did Nas just say?
How many people died?
Is Nas finally speaking up on what's happening in Palestine?
70,000 people died. Innocent people.
I mean, in one of his videos, when he went to Japan and saw what happened in Hiroshima.
Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
He started crying.
And I immediately started crying.
But the question is, Nas, where are the tears for the innocent children, women, and men of Gaza?
Israel has dropped 18,000 tons of bombs on Gaza, amounting to 50 tons per square kilometer.
Does he know that the power of the Israeli bombs on Gaza far surpasses by now the amount that were dropped on Hiroshima?
The force of these bombs is so strong that their total explosive force is about 1.5 times that of the bomb dropped on Hiroshima, Japan.
Here he's saying if he was Japanese, and he's being very honest here, he would...
If I was Japanese today, and I'll be honest with you, I would hate America. I would hate anything to do with Americans. Dropping a nuclear bomb twice is a little bit too much.
What about Gaza, Nas? Again, the question is being asked, do you know how much has been dropped on Gaza? How many innocent human life has been taken? Now, we have one study here from The Lancet. This is a prestigious medical journal. The study says over 187,000 people. And they talk about, because many factors weren't taking place, they call it the many loopholes. The people under the rubble that weren't calculated, the indirect deaths from food, starvation, from water. You get the point? You guys in the comments, you can leave some of these resources in the comments below for him. He even quotes, it's very interesting, he even quotes the father of the atomic bomb, kind of show his humanity.
Even Oppenheimer himself, the guy who invented it, thinks the same.
Hiroshima was far more costly in life and suffering and inhumane than it needed to have been.
Where's your humanity, Nas? They gotta have something on them.
Sell out of the planet! The biggest sell out of the year! You have Palestinian children's blood on your hands! You got funded by the Zionist racist terrorist entity! And now you're just enjoying their money! You have blood on your hands! You have blood on your...
Recently, again, he was in Japan, and he was called out at one of his meet and greets as being an agent for the propaganda machine.
He's a willing tool of Israel's brutal propaganda machine.
And he said, yes, that's great.
Yes, this is great.
Now, Nas was in shock that a Japanese person with their humanity in place is coming to him in Japan to call him out because his humanity is not in place.
Where are you from? Japanese, I think he's Japanese. That's incredible. A Japanese person is coming to tell an Israeli Palestinian
what to think.
Israeli, yes.
He talks about he couldn't stop tearing up.
I could not stop tearing up.
What about the museum? Again, Nas, that will be for all the innocent life that was taken in Philistine, in Palestine, in your backyard there.
The government built a museum to remember the past. Because it's important.
Human beings who are forced to leave their property, their possessions, their belongings behind. And then as the terrorists come in, they're ravaging through their wardrobe, trying clothes on, and making a joke out of the whole thing. What do you got to say about that, Nas? Then he tried to rattle them by saying that they'd be the first people to die.
What do you have to say to that? What do you have to say to that? Nothing. Because you're the biggest...
He's really lost it, or they have something on Nas. Another good thing from here is many of his fans who came to the meet and greet, they're waking up like this individual right here.
I want to say that I came here for the event, but after listening to you and after listening to him right now, I'm not on his side. Basic of humanity is to not laugh when somebody's dying.
And that's all
and what he's doing is involving other people. He's making joke out of it.
It's powerful. The man just said it right there, very clear. The basic thing of humanity is not to laugh when someone's dying. But he's making a joke out of it. And then he goes on after this to tweet what's a blatant lie. They just want Palestinians free from Jews. Well, before that, there was a greater lie over 75 years ago that this was a land without a people. No, they were actually a people there. They were living. They were thriving. They had businesses just like you and me, just like you and me. How would you feel if someone came to your country, your land? You welcomed them, greeted them, because they were being oppressed. So you wanted to help them against the oppressors. And it's been known through history that Muslims were the most welcoming people. You have Jewish historians, academics, who have admitted this, that Muslims, Islam, saved the Jewry, the Jewish people. You had the second caliph of Islam, Umar radiallahu anhu, when he came into Jerusalem, and he said, where are the Jewish people? Where are they? They had been driven out by the Christians. He actually brought in, 70 families, 70, 80 families, who repopulated Jerusalem. Now, Muslims just hated Jews. Why are they saving Jews? And why are they repopulating Jerusalem with Jews? Doesn't make sense. It's a lie. And Jews and Christians who are living in Jerusalem with Muslims ruling over them can testify and have testified to this fact. They were living in a relative peace. I myself have interviewed Orthodox rabbis who have testified to this. Let's take a look.
Lived in total harmony and peace for literally hundreds of years. We were taken in by the Muslims, and we lived there and flourished. You had the Muslim and then the Christian. The Muslim was the largest, and the Christian was the second, and then you had the Jewish community. Yeah. They lived together in the same courtyards, babysat each other's children. In fact,
I babysat each other's children.
Presented me with this key, because everybody, family, the Muslim people from Palestine, they carry around the key. Muslims basically gave the Jews their lives back. They were able to flourish and have viva Palestine.
So this is a bogus, flat out lie that this is Muslims hating Jews and they want them out of there just because of them being Jews. This is clearly a blatant lie. The people there, if this was their own family members, their brothers, their own blood brothers, if they were doing this to them, driving them out of their lands and their homes and persecuting them, they'd be against them also. And so would you. There's a great website. This is by a lady, Allison Weir, who I've interviewed also. She's with for those who are kind of new to this topic, ifamericansknew.org. She's a Christian American, and she also has been a very outspoken voice on this. That's ifamericansonlyknew.org. Go ahead and check it out. And maybe Nash should also go here and check it out, because now it's either A, they got something on him, or he's really just sold himself for the dunya, and he'll have to answer to the creator of the heavens and earth for that. And with that said, we pray for the people, the innocent people there who are being persecuted, when the slogan, never again, has been something that's been often repeated, and we're seeing in 4K right now, live streaming, we're seeing it happening to innocent human beings. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.